123456. Not a good password. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A computer security firm that examined 10,000 recently exposed passwords from Hotmail, Live.com, and MSN wrote a widely talked about blog post last week in which it analyzed the password list. According to Malta-based Acunetics, the most common password, 123456, showed up 64 times. Almost half the passwords used lowercase letters from A to Z with no numbers or special characters. That's considered a rather weak way to make passwords. Acunetics technical manager Robert Abella.
From this case, we can conclude that people still do not use strong passwords. And from other cases we've seen as well, that it seems like it's still something generic that people still use unsecure passwords, unfortunately.
What is your advice on password creation? What is a strong password, and what do people need to do better to better protect themselves?
An example for good passwords would be, for example, you create a very simple algorithm. For example, you have a quote, which is very easy to remember. For example, I really need to have a good password. And from that sentence, which is very easy to remember, you take one or two characters from each word and change the caps and maybe include some numbers. And it's very important to include at least one or two special characters, or in the middle or in the end. That's a strong password. But also, I think the service providers, in this case, for example, Hotmail, should also enforce password policies, such as password expiration or aging. For example, the password should expire every 30 days. And they should enforce the inclusion of special characters as well.
Robert Abella with Acunetics. This seems like a good time to dust off an interview we first aired in 2005 with computer security expert Bruce Schneier. He gave us a piece of advice you don't hear that often. You should write down your passwords.
The problem is people can't remember strong enough passwords. In order to make them complex enough to be secure, they have to be hard to remember. So I recommend that people write them down and put them in their wallet. People are really good at securing small pieces of paper. They know how to do it. They've done it all their lives. Write your password, put it in the same place you put the rest of your secure pieces of paper, and don't lose them. That's way more secure than choosing an easy password you can remember.
I guess the fear is that physical bits of information can be seen by others or stolen by others.
There's always the risk that something you write down can be stolen. But put it in your wallet. People are good at securing their wallet. They're good at making sure their wallet isn't stolen. Don't write it down and put it on a sticky on your computer monitor. Don't write it down on your desk. Put it in your wallet with your other valuables.
How much damage do you think has been done by that advice to never write down a password?
I think telling people not to write down passwords means they choose passwords that are easy to guess. And that means an attacker can guess your password. If you have to remember a password, you have to remember a dozen passwords. You're going to pick an easy one. You're going to pick the same one. Writing them down frees you from the requirement that you have to remember them.
Well, what kind of passwords should people come up with? They shouldn't be a pet's name, for example, right?
Well, I wouldn't write down your pet's name. You have to write down something complicated and obscure. You have to write down random letters and numbers, random punctuations. It could be a random string of letters, numbers, and punctuation. That's way more secure than your pet's name, your kid's name, or, you know, or even some clever word.
Computer security expert Bruce Schneier. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.